102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on Beach Blanket Babylon and their amazing scholarship for the arts. Please welcome the producer of Beach Blanket Babylon, Joe Schumann Silver. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I know. I have a very thick New York accent.
I love it. Welcome to KBLX Cares. I've had the honor of seeing Beach Blanket Babylon at Club Fugazi in San Francisco a couple of times. Want to talk a little bit about the show, but most importantly, want to talk about the scholarship for the arts. And this is the Steve Silver Beach Blanket Babylon Scholarship.
Steve Silver Foundation.
Got it. Okay.
Steve has left a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Beach Blanket Babylon Scholarship for the Arts.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about Steve Silver and maybe his vision for this scholarship for the arts as it ties into Beach Blanket Babylon.
Steve was a creator of Beach Blanket in 1974. Unfortunately, he passed away in 1995, and I was married to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say die, that's a terrible expression. I think he would not believe how his show is still going.
Yeah.
And so successful.
Yes.
You know, because he had always said to me, you know, if this aggravates you or you don't want to do it or this or that, just get rid of it, you know? I don't know how this is going to go on because he had never said to me, Joe, you have to do A, B, and C. I just was around him so much. And we were very lucky,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's done very, very well, and it's almost 45 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's an icon, a staple for the San Francisco community, and it's a continuously growing cultural icon, as there's so much fodder out there for Beach Blanket Babylon to dig its claws into and make good fun of.
But it changes so radically. Mm-hmm. We've mm-hmm. never had what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I mean, first of all, the news or the jokes or whatever coming towards us right now, we could barely keep up. It's so much fun because mm-hmm. Donald Trump is that kind of person, you know?
Makes
so we
it
get a
too
lot
easy.
Of fun. We get a lot of information from him. We could turn it into a joke in a minute.
In a minute.
Yeah.
Beach Blanket Babylon. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say everybody that works for us are so excited working at Beach Blanket right now. They all have jokes and they all have everything they want to put in it. It's a great thing for Beach Blanket. It's not a great thing for the country, but it's a great thing for Beach Blanket.
Yes, ma'am. Indeed.
Yeah, we've been very lucky.
All right. Well, let's talk about the scholarship. So how long has the Steve Silver Foundation Scholarship for the Arts been in action? And who are you looking for it? And what are they going to receive? And what does it take to qualify?
Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we pick on the Beach Blanket creative team. Knocks them down. We get hundreds and hundreds of applications, which is really kind of cool.
That's phenomenal.
In singing, dancing, and acting. And we all look at them over and over and over again because we really want to be fair. This is a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah.
And so our creative team is able to get it down to 9 finalists,
mm-hmm.
3 in each category of singing, dancing, acting.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do that, now we don't even know what they look like. It doesn't have to do with money, grades, nothing. We're just looking at their video and looking for pure talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Club Fugazi on June 4th.
Yeah, June 4th.
June 4th. I can't even believe it just came around so fast. And they perform in front of a panel of celebrity judges, like the head of the opera and symphony and ballet and ACT. I mean, it's really a great group of people to judge them.
Yeah.
You know, because they really are very serious about it. When the kids see who's there, I mean, like we have Tracy Chapman. We have so many people that are in the arts that love kids
yeah.
and want to see kids do well. And then we knock it down to one in each category.
One in each category.
And the winner in each category gets a $15,000 scholarship.
That's fantastic.
To the higher education. And it's just so exciting. We are still in touch with everybody, and this has been 15 years.
Okay. And so you're looking for seniors. You're looking for high school seniors specifically, correct?
Yes.
And they all have to live within a 100-mile yes. radius of San Francisco.
And all they have to do is talent. Have talent.
All right. And the 3 categories are acting, singing, and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
They apply online at beachblanketbabylon.com. Deadline to apply is April 27th?
Yep.
Okay, fantastic.
At midnight.
At midnight. And you say that it doesn't matter if they're black or white, male or female, just they got to have talent.
We just want talent. Mm-hmm. That's it. No grades, no money, no nothing. Uh-huh. We're just still looking for pure talent. And we've picked some really great people through the years.
Okay, and so $15,000 can go a long way towards higher education for these youth. Very, very generous scholarship from the Steve Silver Foundation and the Beach Blanket Babylon Scholarship for the Arts. Can you tell us about some of those folks who perhaps have won in the past and what they've gone on to do? And you say you're still in contact with many of them?
Oh, the first one, because we just loved him, who won in acting. He's like part of Beach Blanket. Uh-huh. You know, he's part of our organization, and he comes back every year, and he gets to know the new kids. The first year we had it, there was a girl that was an amazing singer. Uh-huh. Her name was Kaylin, and she didn't win. Uh-huh. The winner was good. The winner was wonderful, but we just had our eye on Kaylin. So as she walked out the door, I ran after her and her mother. And the mother said, "We're going to New York." I said, "Okay, 4 years from now when she graduates college, because we really like if they have to go to college,
sure,
please come back to us." And she came back. Uh-huh. She was the star of our show. She was such a hit. She just left. She got married.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, my God. She was the most beautiful with the best voice. I mean, it was really a great story. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. To tell. And we've had really wonderful dances through the years that have gone on to dance with Katy Perry. Mm. We just got this.
Yeah.
We heard from one of our singers because they all keep us informed of where they are.
Yeah.
That this one girl is so adorable and wonderful. She is touring in the National Company of Les Mis and she's playing Cosette.
Wow.
Oh no, we were so excited for her. What I like the best is that they stay in touch with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the night of the scholarship, whoever's in town or not in college, you know, not in school, they come back and give the check to the new winners.
Oh.
You know, so the dances that had won, they'll come back and give the check to the dances. It's so fabulous. I mean, everybody's crying by the end of the night, but good tears.
It's like passing the crown.
Exactly.
Or the hat for Beach Blanket Babylon,
of course.
It's
wonderful. And their family. It's so much fun.
Oh, this is Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. We are talking to Joe Schumann Silver, the producer of Beach Blanket Babylon, and we're talking about the Steve Silver Foundation Beach Blanket Babylon Scholarship for the Arts. Three scholarships are going to be handed out this June 4th at Club Fugazi, the home of Beach Blanket Babylon in San Francisco. One scholarship will go to a singer, one to an actor, and one to a dancer. They are looking for applicants right now online at beachblanketbabylon.com. Again, high school seniors and within a 100-mile radius of San Francisco. The deadline to enter is April the 27th. A celebrity panel of judges is going to chop it down from 1,000 down to what number, Joe?
What it goes down to three in each category. So
okay.
It's nine, and then we got to get into one. But the experience, even if you don't win, is so much fun. It really is a great night. All the kids from Beach Blanket perform, and they get to know the new kids. So it's wonderful.
Regardless, you just end up being the all-time family member of Beach Blanket.
Even if they lose, they come, "Oh, thank you for the best experience of my life." And, you know, we speak to them all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's a really wonderful experience.
So for somebody who's listening, perhaps a parent who wants to submit with and for their child, I don't know, Joe, I mean, you're the producer of Beach Blanket Babylon. What are you looking for in one of these submissions? Because they're actually submitting not only their information, their contact information, but a video to you.
We are just looking for talent. Mm-hmm. We can't explain it.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, no money, no grades, no nothing. When we see it in the video, because our creative team looks at them over and over again, we see something. You never know what it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how we audition people to go to our show. All of a sudden, nobody could explain it, but all of a sudden we see that person say, "Oh my God, you." It's just something that we see. I'm sure other people could do the same thing. But
And are you looking for kind of that wild and big and eccentric Beach Blanket Babylon energy or
not
just
at all.
Talent?
No, just talent. Because at the very end, we're not choosing. Mm. You have real people choosing. So it's really not, that part's not about beach blanket.
Sure.
It's
okay.
not about beach blanket because we want talented people.
Yeah.
But it's just, I always say, sing or do the best thing you can that you feel the most comfortable with and you think you're going to entertain people. Mm-hmm. And then it's up to them. We can't tell them anything.
Okay. And again, the deadline to enter at beachblanketbabylon.com is April the 27th. And hopefully your child will be performing at Club Fugazi on Monday, June 4th, with a chance to win that $15,000 scholarship. Three $15,000 scholarships.
Exactly.
One in vocal, one in acting, and one in dancing. When your husband, your late husband, Steve Silver, passed away, was this perhaps his vision
yes.
for this foundation? Or was
yes,
this your vision?
No, this was... all his vision,
mm-hmm.
and we had a lot of other things we did until we got to this and to be able to do this right, because
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of anniversaries and stuff to honor Steve, and then we got to the point where we were able to figure this out. We're mm-hmm. still figuring it out, and we didn't realize how successful it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the colleges, they tell each other, their families. We've had about three or four siblings,
oh,
and one year... these dances, they were the most gorgeous people, kids you've ever seen. No, the girl won first. She was so beautiful. And then her brother won in a few years.
Nice.
We always get a lot of siblings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's really nice. But the whole evening is fun.
Mm-hmm.
You should come down and see it. It's really something you'd never see.
Thank you very much. I would love to. June 4th, Club Fugazi, Beach Blanket Babylon, finals for the Steve Silver Foundation, scholarship for the award, scholarship for the arts,
it's okay.
Award ceremony.
However you say it, it's fine.
Tell us a little bit about the celebrity judges that you have that are going to be choosing the winners.
Okay, what we've done... since we started, because we know how important it is to the kids, we've always had the head of the symphony, opera, ACT, Berklee rap, ballet, all of that, because that's really important. You should see the mothers when they see the judges, because
yeah.
then they know their kids are judged by the highest quality
mm-hmm.
people. And then almost every year we've had Tracy Chapman, who's probably one of our best. We've had Carrie Perloff, who was head of ACT.
Uh-huh.
This year, because it's playing in town,
mm-hmm.
this new show that just opened, Head Over Heels, which opened last night and everybody loved.
Go-Go's?
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding me? Jane Wedlin from the Go-Go's?
Yes.
Okay, wait, June 4th? I am so there.
And you'll be able to meet her.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. Okay, so KBLX...
that's the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had whatever famous people have been at ACT or Berklee Rap or that. But Paula West, who's the best, MC Hammer.
MC Hammer, okay.
And once you're a judge, you come back every year. I mean, this is it now. So it's just fun. You'll see when you come.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun, and you'd be surprised how amazing the talent is.
All right, so KBLX family listening, please, please, please take full opportunity. Your child could win a $15,000 scholarship for higher education. The child must be in their senior year of high school within 100-mile radius of San Francisco. The application can be found online at beachblanketbabylon.com. Just click through to the little button that says... scholarship.
It's so easy. It's really easy.
And give some information, submit a video, and $15,000 could be yours towards higher education. All right. And the deadline is April the 27th at midnight, you said, Joe,
yes,
right?
Yes, midnight.
All right.
And
then
really look at the post.
Okay. Look at the post. Beachblanketbabylon.com. Click on scholarship and take full advantage of the Steve Silver Foundation Beach Blanket Babylon Scholarship for the Arts. Beachblanketbabylon.com. Deadline to enter April 27th. All right, Joe Schumann, Silver, producer of Beach Blanket Babylon. It has been a pleasure to meet you.
Oh,
thank you for coming in.
This has been so much fun.
Absolutely. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thanks for listening, and thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.